I asked you if you could also pull a case of a patient where you ended up giving chemo because of the oncotype. Can you present that?
Yeah, so this was a 42-year-old woman, and she was an employee with the Postal Service and had to work every day and had gone for her first mammogram, actually, and had had a small tumor detected at that time. It was 8 or 9 millimeters in size. It, too, was of intermediate grade. It was estrogen receptor positive and progesterone receptor negative and HER2 negative. And this tumor had some somewhat unusual features under the microscope. It was one of those cases where the pathologist had sent us this thing saying, you know, this looks mostly like invasive ductal cancer, but there just were some funny sort of elements to the pathology. Maybe it had some medullary features or things. It wasn't pure ductal carcinoma. So in this instance, the patient came in and she had done some reading and was very excited that her tumor was less than 1 centimeter because that usually has a very good prognosis. And she was really not looking to get chemotherapy.
What was her life situation? Did she have children and a spouse?
She had a teenage child. She had a spouse. They were estranged. And she had to work, you know, every day to provide for her family. So she was not looking for things that would interfere with her lifestyle. You know, she had to survive financially. And so we reviewed the same kind of discussion as we had. But in this case, I was a little more concerned that she might need chemotherapy because of these funny pathological features, the fact that the estrogen receptor was positive but progesterone receptor was negative. And so I thought that Oncotype, again, might help us make a better decision. And this was something where I had to introduce the rationale for the test to the patient. And we agreed to proceed in that direction. And she ended up coming back with a very high recurrence score, over 40, which is actually one of the highest I've seen. So there was something a little unusual about this case. The pathology was funny, a very high recurrence score, unusually high recurrence score. The tumor is still small, and for that reason, her prognosis, I think, is still overall quite good. But it made me think that this is a situation where the benefits of chemotherapy might actually be more than we historically have given it credit to. Other guidelines take this into account. The NCCN guidelines suggest that for tumors that are between 6 and 10 millimeters that are ER positive, that you consider chemotherapy if the tumor is poorly differentiated or has lymphovascular invasion or has HER2 overexpression. And I personally think that a case like this is another one where I think there may be more of a role for chemotherapy because her risk of recurrence may be much greater without chemo than we've historically imagined.
Although it is kind of tough to tell somebody who has an 8 or 9 millimeter tumor that they need chemo. Do you think that a couple years ago before the Oncotype came out, you would have given her chemo or not?
I think it would have been a less satisfying discussion, and that's one of the virtues of the Oncotype DX. I think that, again, the better information allows for a better clinical decision. I take the point that we still don't know exactly how much benefit she's going to get from chemo because small tumors still do pretty well on average. But I encouraged her to think about chemotherapy, and she ultimately underwent 4 cycles of chemotherapy and has now returned to work.